This piece is brought to you in conjunction with the Food Book Fair. The Food Book Fair is supported by Squarespace.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
What do Kenya, Brazil, the American South, and the Caribbean have in common? All of these places were inspiration for recipes by food activist and chef Brian Terry in his new book, Afro-Vegan. On April 25th, Terry is going to bring his recipes to another place, the Food Book Fair at the Wythe Hotel in Brooklyn. Afro-Vegan will be one book featured in a weekend full of books, panel discussions, food innovation, and conversation. Terry knew that attempting to write a comprehensive book of Afro-diasporic recipes would be an impossible task, so he had to think about it in a different way.
I really wanted to kind of approach it as a collagist. One of the major inspirations for it was African-American visual artist Robert Bearden, and I was really inspired by some of his collages, and that kind of reflected the African-American experience. And so with this book, I meticulously kind of cut and pasted and reworked and remixed the classic dishes and staples and flavor profiles of the African diaspora to come up with dishes that were kind of modern and new, but, you know, certainly inspired by things that might be familiar with people who are familiar with Afro-diasporic food.
The recipes in Afro-Vegan pay homage to traditional dishes while benefiting from Terry's creativity. An example of this is his recipe for Irio, a dish of the Kikuyu people in Kenya.
It traditionally has potatoes that are mashed with peas and corn added to it. So I decided that, you know, I wanted to do kind of interesting reinterpretation of it. So what I did was deconstruct the dish, and I actually take new potatoes and I roast them in the oven, and then I actually smash them with my hand in a similar way that one would do tostones, which are used in a lot of Caribbean and Latin American cooking. And then I actually take green peas and corn and saute it, and then top the potatoes with that, and then add a little chili garlic oil. And so, you know, it's not necessarily a straight-on recreation of this dish, but more of a remix of the dish, if that makes sense. And so that was the approach that I would take throughout the book.
Besides catching Terry in the bookstore at the Food Book Fair,
I doubt that I'm going to have room in my suitcase to carry all the books that I'm planning to buy at the bookstore back home.
You can also find him on a panel entitled Race and Food on the afternoon of Saturday, April 26th.
I've been particularly interested in the ways in which a lot of people of color living in low-income communities throughout the United States have very little access to healthy, affordable, and fresh food. We could talk about issues of, you know, who's working behind the scenes in restaurants. We could talk about who has access to publishing. We are going to have a very important discussion that isn't had enough in the food world about the intersection of food and race. I think something that we can all benefit from, not only hearing as the audience will, but kind of contributing to the conversation. So.
To hear more from Bryant Terry, check out the Food Book Fair from April 25th to 27th, 2014. For more information, go to foodbookfair.com. For the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.